Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am one of your hosts. And for the first time in like 3 or 4 fucking weeks, we have all three hosts again. Amanda, how's it
Doing okay. I'm a little distracted. I'm trying to email
going?
HR.
I was gonna say, you seem distracted. Why do I feel like you're gonna be like, what? You fucking talking
To get
me?
this shit done.
Okay, we can go to Whitney first so you can finish your email.
Can't
Whitney.
even find who to email. It's fine.
Whitney, how about you? How are you doing?
I'm having an existential crisis. Is God real? Why is God doing this to us?
Feeling better though?
Not
Yeah.
yet.
No,
I
not
need to
yet.
see his utter destruction.
Okay. For our listeners, we do have a shorter episode this week just because next week is going to be the end of the arc. And we already talked about this at the end of the episode last week. So we're only doing 4 episodes this week instead of 5. And then next week will only be 3 episodes. And that will wrap up the Sky Island arc. Episodes 189 to 192. Amanda, what'd you think of these episodes?
I'm glad that we got the conclusion of Noland's story. And it turned out better than I thought it was going to, but still sad because they're dead now. So,
It's been 400 years, Amanda. Of course they're
I
dead.
know. Yeah, I mean, I am glad that they reconciled, and I can get more into that later, but I'm glad we got like a solid ending to that. And things kind of moved along with Luffy's big golden hand still. It didn't cause as much like off trackness as it did the last set of episodes, because he was just like falling all over the place and like rolling down roads that we didn't need to spend time going down. So at least like it was contained to the beanstalk at this point. So at least we weren't all like in different places with
Agreed.
unnecessary detours.
Absolutely agreed. Whitney, what about you? What do you think of these episodes?
I think I'm gonna say it. I think this was my favorite set of episodes that we've done in Skypiea.
Really? Okay.
As hands. No, I like we got some history, we got some world building, we got some fighting, but it wasn't, I mean, it was prolonged, but it wasn't agitatingly prolonged. And I feel like we got a lot taken care of here. And it actually, for the first time in a while, made me feel a little emotional and invested in the story.
Okay.
Because we've gotten bits and pieces up until now. And now we finally know, like, this is what happened. This is why things are the way they are. This is the conflict that's been set in motion for 400 years. And we're about to fix it, to end it,
It's
right?
about to be,
And so,
all of this is about to be resolved.
exactly. And so, like, and we finally see the freaking bell. This elusive bell. Who knew they were so important? And I think Amanda actually saw the bell recently, right?
I was just gonna say,
Yeah.
Amanda found the bell.
It's lost a
Big
little
crack
bit of
in it.
its golden sheen. Did you ring it? Did you
No.
end the war between the Shandorians and this angel people?
Sadly, no. There was a security guard standing next to it, so I couldn't do
The
anything.
security guard is standing in the way of
You should have seen if his
progress.
name was McKinley. That would have been so funny.
His name was
Yeah,
Inaru. I know, probably.
I agree. I think these were a good set of episodes. I was glad we got the wrap up to the flashback, though I was enjoying it. If I had to pick an episode that kind of felt out of place, I think it was 190. Like, it just didn't really feel like a lot happened, but part of me also feels like, we've spent 3 episodes now on a flashback, so I feel like maybe 190 was just catch up as to reestablishing what is currently happening, instead of just jumping right back in and it being expected to remember everything that happened before the flashback. Yeah, not a lot happened in 190, but other than that, yeah, I thought they were pretty good episodes, and I liked a lot of the motions and stuff like that that were coming out of it, and we got to see basically the end of the Eneru fight as well. So I enjoyed these episodes. That was yeah. Okay, I guess we can jump right into 189.
You kind of sound like you're trying to convince yourself a little bit. It was,
Yeah.
yes. Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Are you sure? Are you sure you like them, or are you just trying to tell yourself that you like them?
I don't really appreciate you calling me out on my bullshit.
Well, I don't know why I think things have gonna start changing now, but here it is.
That's fair. So I'm not going to answer the question. We're going to jump into 189. Nolan and his crew prepare to leave in the morning when Moose appears to talk to the doctor. It is finally revealed that Kagura and the natives are furious about the trees that were cut down. They believe that their bell brings the spirits of the fallen back home, and they live in those trees. By chopping down the trees, the Shandorians feel that their fallen have nowhere to come home to. Nolan feels guilty, but also understands that ignorance is no excuse, and the Shandorians have every right to be angry. On the other hand, Kagura hears from Moose that the explorers only cut down the trees that were already infected with disease. If they wouldn't have, the disease would have spread to the rest of the forest and people alike, killing the whole island. Nolan sets sail as Kagura reaches the beach. Kagura screams for Nolan to come back whenever he would like. When Nolan returns home, he fills in his king on the City of Gold. Back in Shandora, the earth shakes and the knockup stream launches half of the island into the sky. Shandora lands in the clouds and the land is invaded by the people of Sky Island. Nolan arrives back on Jaya to find half of the island gone. For his lies, Nolan is sentenced to death. So we'll go to Whitney first. So, and I know you weren't here last week too. So, what did you think of this flashback? Like, we finally got to see the story of Nolan the Liar between the live action and then even, hearing the tale of it a couple times at the beginning of the arc. We see what actually happened with Nolan and then his friend Kagura that we've heard Wiper mention a thousand times. So, how did you feel about the flashback and overall, and then even just this episode?
Well, I kind of always suspected that there was more to the story with Noland, but I'm glad to see how it actually played out here because I couldn't piece together every part of it and how it was going to go exactly. But I was kind of frustrated at first because I was like, why are they angry? We don't understand what's going on. And you can tell that his, and I don't know that, is Nolan a pirate or is he just more of like a sailor with a crew.
It
I
seemed
don't
like he
know.
was more of a just an explorer. Like he
Yeah.
was sailing around under like a authority of his king or
Okay.
whatever, like
Because
that.
like I hesitated to call the crew the pirates, but like they were all very hurt and confused, which is kind of refreshing in a way because they weren't just immediately angry back. They were just really hurt by the whole thing, where it was just such a sudden change in mood. Between them and the Shandorians. And so I was just like, why are they angry? What's going on? And they pretty immediately were like, you cut down these trees and they're very important and we believe our ancestor spirits live in them. And I was like, okay, I feel like a little communication could have helped avoid this.
That was my note
But
too. I was like, so what I'm getting is both of them have terrible communication skills.
right. And you know, listen, that cannot always be avoided. Sometimes you have miscommunication. Sometimes it's a big deal, like it was here. You've pretty much offended this entire people's set of beliefs unknowingly, but maybe ignorantly. And you know, ignorance is not necessarily a willingness to be ugly about something. It's just I truly didn't know and I didn't think to check before I did it. So, what I did like about this whole thing is that both of these men very non-toxically worked it out to a point. They figured out what the miscommunication was and tried to remedy it. It was a little too late, unfortunately, but I was happy to see that Kalgara, especially being, I don't know if he's technically an ancestor of Wipers, but he is definitely an elder of his. You know, we've seen Wiper be kind of unreasonable, even though he's justified, but he kind of just went off the deep end a little bit. But Kagura realized what he'd done. He was like, oh my gosh, yeah, they did this to our trees, but he didn't know, and he really was doing it out of the goodness of his heart, right? And Nolan, as soon as he discovered what he did, he was like, oh my gosh, I feel terrible. I didn't realize, and I should have. I'm going to leave the treasure, and we're just going to go. And, you know, we're taking the blame for what we did, right? They didn't like plant their feet and try to fight back. They tried to work out their problems. It was just too late because they were already heading out. I mean, it was just like a bromance that I lived to see, right? Like it was such a sweet moment between the two, especially with Colger running after him and you can come back anytime. I'll ring the bell and you can come whenever you hear it. I just thought that that was so nice. It was nice and refreshing to see with two male characters, and sometimes that's just not the case, right? And that may be stereotypical, but it's just, I mean, it's something we're used to seeing. But I had a question about when Nolan goes back and speaks to the king, and the king mentioned, and this may not be important, but the king says Marie Joie has given them permission to go to the Grand Line. Is that somebody important? Have I heard this
So
before?
we have, I think we've seen Marie Joie on screen before. So Marie Joie is the city where the world government is. It's like world government headquarters. So it's not a
Oh, where
person,
all
it's a
those
city.
people came and met, and
Yes, exactly.
the
Where
warlords
the,
showed up.
yes, that was at
Okay.
Marie Joie.
I thought I heard it before, but I didn't know if it was a person or if it was a
Yep,
group,
it's
but
a
that makes sense.
place. Yep.
Okay, got it. This king kind of sucks, right? I don't remember what episode it was, but he's just sitting there like picking his nose,
Yeah,
being a nerd.
it would have been this episode.
Yeah. When the island, the sky goes dark and they realize something is wrong and the earth splits apart. I guess I was kind of I was expecting like a more dramatic explosion, but it just, well, and it may have been on the Shandorians' part, but like when Nolan goes back and finds it gone, it's just like calm and it's just a clean break there at the end of the island. And I don't know what I was expecting really, but I am very angry. I can't believe they executed him, first of all, just for lying. But I guess that's the way things were. But I want somebody to find the people in his crew that lied on him, you know, which I know they're long dead, but they ask someone, they're like, was he telling the truth? He's like, no, he lied.
I
Why are
see.
you?
I don't think that was a member of his
That
crew.
guy seemed like a plant.
I
Just
took
some
it as
random
the
dude.
I took it as the king planted that guy just to make sure that Nolan's death sentence went through, because
Yeah.
there were like the guys in the crowd that were on Nolan's crew, and they were like, "Wait, where'd you get him? We've never seen him before." You
Okay.
know, he was, you
Okay.
know. So yeah, I think I took that witness as a plant by the king.
So I wonder what happened to the rest of his crew. Like, did he punish them as well? Did he lock them away so that they wouldn't tell the truth? Like, I don't know. That really aggravated me, and I felt bad for Nolan, which I kind of figured that there had to be more to the story. He couldn't just be a liar and a trickster. But it actually, I felt emotional about it. I was like angry for him. And it's so, I don't know what the right word, expected when they do land up there and the angel people immediately, without wasting no time, march in. It's like this big guy with a cigar. I don't even know who that is, but he's like, yeah, we're taking your land and you can call me God. I was like, well, they w wasted zero time. But that's how it goes, right? That's how it has always been.
Yeah, I felt bad for Kagura there, and
Sure.
all of the villagers, because they just got freaking shot out of a cannon into the sky. Like, they are beaten and battered, and
You're injured.
who knows how many injuries, like major, major injuries. I wouldn't be surprised if half the village is dead, if not more. And now they're expected to get up and fight right
And fight
away.
immediately. Like, could you imagine? Like, first of all, your world is turned upside down, basically. you're injured or dead, and this highfalutin cigar smoking, whatever he is, oh yeah, this is mine now. I am God. How do you fight that? Like, how do you find it within you to do that? And it took me forever. It took me until now. And I know he's been mentioned before, but it took me until now to realize that that statue in Shandora was him.
What's Calgary? Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Whoopsie.
the statue doesn't like
It
it doesn't
doesn't look
necessarily
just
look
like him,
like
right?
him.
Is that he's not shaggy enough. The hair's not shaggy enough. I like him though. I have to say, I really do like Calgary. I
I
like
do
his look.
too.
He's huge. When he's standing next to someone, he's got to be like 6'8". I'm guessing. I don't know.
I like Holger. I like his mind. Like, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of things that, a lot of ways that him and his people are ignorant about the world, but I don't hold that against him. Like, I like Calgary and his mindset toward his people. Like, he does care about his people and his environment, and I love that about him.
Yeah, the only thing that bothered me just a little bit, and I don't know if it was like intentional or what, but like they kind of played it off a little bit in this episode that they were not progressive. I feel like they even used the word progress, which I think it is very clear that they don't have some scientific knowledge when it comes to like curing diseases and things, but it's almost like when somebody calls a society, quote, primitive. It's kind of rude, just because they live a more traditional lifestyle, the way that their ancestors have for a long time. I don't, it makes me feel a little icky. And I don't think that they meant it that way at all, but it had like a little overtone for just a moment of like, oh, they don't know any better because they're quote primitive, but they didn't say primitive. So I was just like, easy, let's be careful, because that's happened in the real world. Where, quote, civilized societies will look at people who have lived the same way for thousands of years and be like, well, they just don't know. They're primitive. And those are not my words. I'm putting air quotes. I know nobody can see me right now, but like, I don't care for that. I was an anthropology major and we studied different cultures and, they're very careful not to be like, these are not progressive. These are not prim or these are primitive people. That's not what they are. They live things, they do things in a traditional way because it works for them, in many ways that we don't understand or live. Anyway,
Absolutely.
soapbox over.
No, you're good. Amanda, what did you think of episode 189? And I guess that just the flashback as a whole, because now we got it wrapped up.
So I get last week we were talking about like what was the reason that they were so mad at each other. And so I assumed it was the trees because they kept flashing to the trees and like them chopping them down. So we did get confirmation that that was the reason.
I tried to throw you off a little bit with the whole moose thing. It didn't work.
No, I didn't know why the trees were important, but I mean, I guess that does make sense with the whole spirit thing. And then that tying back to the bell. But yeah, same like you guys were saying earlier, poor communication. I'm like, they didn't know that that's why that the trees were important. They just were kind of thinking, they're all diseased and we should get rid of them so that you guys don't get sick anymore. But then I wondered, like, what did they, I guess they were burning them, right? They burnt all of the logs. Because I was like, what did they do with the trees? Like, and are they going to get sick because they were like the ones chopping the trees down?
I would bet you're right. I would bet they probably did burn them, but I don't think they ever
Because I
really showed.
know there was like a scene in the last episode that I think had like them around a campfire, but I don't know if that was like, I feel like they wouldn't have been partying around their ancestor trees if that's what the case was.
That's kind of my thoughts too. I don't think that was them, just because I don't think the Shandorians would have
Right.
been cool with lighting those on fire.
Yeah. We finally know the little snake's name, and it's Nola. That's the cutest damn
Cute
thing ever.
little buddy. So, is he the same snake? That was the big guy that ate Luffy.
It is the
Yeah.
same
Because
snake.
I felt so bad about that because I hated on him for so long.
I
And now we know why he was crying. And it's, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. I like the
Sorry.
snake. No, you're good.
I thought that it was cute that it was just like Nolan's name, but it's a girl.
No.
I guess it's a girl.
I don't, yeah, they
Yeah.
don't really say.
I don't know.
Eating the little apple in one of the episodes. Oh, so
Yeah.
cute. So cute.
I know. Let's see. Oh yeah. I don't the public execution thing. Like, come on. That's ridiculous. I was upset. And then they kept like going. I knew they were gonna like die together because of the way that they kept cutting back and forth between Kagura and Nolan. So I was like, oh no. Like, I don't know if it was the same day, but I was like, they're gonna show their deaths at the same time, which is sad. And now they're never gonna see each other again. And it's like they're star-crossed best friends. So
Yep.
sad. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they reconciled at the end, but sad that they didn't get to return and like hang out again.
Yeah, like actually enjoy the reconciliation. Well, we already hit my note on terrible communication. We've talked about already throughout this arc that I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the arc overall, and I don't necessarily feel like it's building toward a lot, but I will say these flashback episodes are probably my favorite episodes in the entire arc, because I really did enjoy this flashback. And I enjoy both the characters of Noland and Kagura. So I was excited to get to this flashback for sure. And I think that seeing this flashback honestly does put more emotion on where the story is going now, as far as this arc goes. Like, it made you want to root even harder for the Shandorians and for everyone to find this bell back in the present day. But like, and seeing both Kagura and Nolan thinking of each other, through all these struggles that they're both going through at the end of their life, and it's like following their reconciliation, both of them struggled a lot. They struggled to get back to each other, and they never could. And then they both had to deal with hardships because of the separation that they went through. And it was a separation that neither one of them could really, have any control over. So it was a lot of emotions flaring there, and it sucks. It was not a happy ending to the flashback, but I did think it was a good story, and just puts, like we were talking about earlier, a bigger impact on this resolution that we're getting in present day now. Anything else before we move on to 190?
No.
Okay. Back in the present day, Robin reveals her theory on the location of the bell. Luffy and Nami continue to climb Giant Jack, trying to get to Enaru. Meanwhile, a giant storm cloud in the shape of a sphere forms in the sky. It falls down to Angel Island and completely obliterates it. The Skypeans were able to evacuate, but their homes are completely gone. Nami tries to talk Luffy into leaving, but Luffy is determined to ring the bell and let Cricket know that the city of gold he has been searching for is in the sky instead of in the sea. Enru screams to Luffy below that his next attack is going to blow Upper Yard away. Let's go to Amanda first on this one. What did you think of this episode?
I didn't have a whole lot of notes on this one. It kind of just revealed the whole, I guess, plot point of this arc is for Luffy to ring the bell. I was like, is that really what this entire set of episodes has boiled down to? I mean, it's nice. It's a nice thought. But that's this whole that was the goal, I guess, is what it comes down to now at this point. I know there were other elements of story that happened, obviously, like with the whole two tribes conflict, but now like the resolution to this whole thing, I guess, is like
Someone
bell
ringing the dinner
ringing.
bell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did either of
Yeah.
you have that song in your head the whole time? Do you know what I'm talking about? You can ring my
No.
bell. The
Oh,
Disney
yeah, that
song.
one.
I
I'm
did
not going to sing
not.
it because it's too high for my voice,
It
but
is quite a high-pitched song.
yeah.
I have no clue what the hell you're talking about.
Dude,
It's like
are
a
you kidding?
disco 70s?
Yeah, I think so. It's an who is it? I had to look it up.
I might know it if I heard it.
Anita, you will.
I
There's
probably
no
would.
way. Anita Ward. Ring my bell.
I mean, it does sound familiar. I'm sure I've heard of it.
Oh my God,
Or
ring my
heard it.
bell. That's the end part. That's not
Ring my
super
bell.
high.
Ring,
Yeah.
ring my bell. Okay, sorry. Continue, Amanda. I'm sorry.
Didn't really have much else. That sphere cloud thing was kind of scary. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. Not a whole lot going on in this one.
I love that. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was there.
The sphere was fine.
The
You did your
sphere was
best,
fine.
Andrew. Yeah, I had some questions
You
about it a
did
little bit
good.
later on, which that later different episode, but
Yes.
it confused the shit out of me later on.
Did
Yeah.
it? Okay. Yeah, like I kind of said earlier, I think this episode was a lot of just trying to get the viewers caught back up on where we were at present day, trying to set the situation. Because for the most part, it was just people talking. But I think that the words are hitting a little bit, are hitting a little bit harder now, just because we know the history behind the bell, and behind Noland. My only note really that I have for this episode is that I do love this side of Luffy's character, that he's willing to go above and beyond and do all of this and do the little things for his friends and even the ones that he barely knows. And like, I really respect people that are like that, for sure. And it's because there's just not many people out there in the world like that, the ones that you can count on a consistent basis. It's hard to find friends like that. And so it was just, I really liked that he was risking his life, and not only that, but even the rest of his crew's lives, just so he can let Cricket know that he doesn't need to look anymore, so he can give some semblance to Cricket. And some resolution in his life, and knowing that his ancestor Noland was not crazy, was not a liar, and that so much else behind it, and I loved that. So, I mean, that was
Yeah,
really
that
my.
does. It also does prevent him from keeping diving into the sea, which is not healthy. So I did
Exactly,
forget about
too.
that.
Yes. Because yeah, that was definitely taking its toll on Cricket's health as well. Winnie, what about you? What did you think of 190?
Yeah, I think it was pretty touching that Luffy cared so much about Cricket because it's been a long time since we've seen Cricket. And I really enjoyed Luffy in these episodes because he was just like wild. He was like a wild man here. And in this episode in particular, before things got more serious, I was kind of just giggling and enjoying watching him run round and round and round the beanstalk. He's just getting up a little bit each time. And I realized that he's still barefoot, which I guess he's probably barefoot a lot, but I was just thinking what his feet must look like.
I mean,
Like, he's gotta have hobbit feet, right?
he usually wears sandals. I don't know if he, I
Right.
didn't pay
Oh,
attention if he had them on this
yeah, I
time, but
think he wears flip-flops or something like
yeah.
that, but like he didn't have any shoes on when he was on the beanstalk
He
that I could
didn't?
see.
Okay.
It looked like he was barefoot, but I
He
don't
might
know.
not have.
Maybe it was blended in. I don't know. But the gold ball was killing me. Like, not only does it look so, like, just imagining what that's like on you, it was so frustrating to me. But I think Luffy had some really good quotes these episodes also, just like little funny things. When he meets up with Nami here and he says, "What are you doing here, Nami? I haven't rescued you yet."
Yeah.
And I totally forgot that that's what he was doing.
I did too, honestly.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah. But I guess I forgot too because she really didn't need it. but he didn't know that. It was kind of like when they were in the snake and nobody knew where anybody was, and it was confusing. But this giant sphere blows up Angel Island, and they're all just like devastated. And this is maybe really mean, what I'm getting ready to say, but I'm
Oh,
like,
shit.
I'm not saying I don't feel sorry for them, but, and I know they weren't the ones who took the land and blah, 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 but like, I still, I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't want anybody to die, obviously, but like, well, it's a little bit of karma. A little bit. I mean, I know Inaru is bad and we got to take care of it, but like, well, I don't know. What I thought was really interesting with Nami, she's been on an uptick for me lately because she's been a lot more useful. But she says something to Luffy this episode that kind of made me do a little like, oh, you know, she said, because he's like, Luffy's going for it. He's gonna, you know, he's obviously not giving up. And I think Zoro even comments on that in one of the next episodes about how when he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. But Nami says to Luffy, "Your life is more important than gold." And I just thought, wow,
Yeah, that's big
Nami said
coming from
that.
her. Coming from Nami, that
Yeah,
is.
not to say that she doesn't care about Luffy or value his life, but like, you were,
It's
girl, you were all
gold.
about that gold a little while ago. But I don't know. I just thought that that was pretty interesting that she decided to show that vulnerability that she really does have somewhere deep inside.
Deep, deep
And then
inside.
deep, deep. But the end made me start laughing again because Luffy grabs the arc. And Inaru comes over and just boink, kicks his hand off, just like this little bitty kick. And I don't know why that made me laugh, but it did. It was just so effortless. And he's trying so hard to reach that arc. He's trying so hard. And Inaru's just like, boink, goodbye. But I think Inaru is starting to get a little out of sorts. Like he was always very calm and now he's starting to get irritated and he's starting to get I said Inaru is getting a little delulu
And I think it
here.
bothers him even more knowing that Luffy is the one person that can stop him, and this is someone that's just
Yeah.
not giving up.
'Cause his normal way of dealing with things is not working and it's like he's starting it started out like, oh, you're just annoying, you're frustrating, you're like an ant that won't leave me alone, and now it's persistent, persistent, and it's I think he's starting to see that he's not going to give up, and he can't get rid of him permanently, so he's starting to lose his mind a little bit, which was nice to see because I think that's that gave me a little hope that it was gonna go Luffy's way soon because when he's really calm and collected, it's like, ugh. Because we've seen that before, right? Like with other villains, when they're like Crocodile, he never really got worried or agitated until the very end. He was always so cool. He always had the next step planned. He knew what Luffy was gonna do, and he had a way to take care of it. And so Inaru is starting to hit that point, I think.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it that way, but yeah, that's very true. For sure. Okay, so I guess that is it for 190. Anything else
Nope.
from anyone? No? Cool. All right, 191. Robin's theory is confirmed when Enru reaches the Golden Bell, sitting in the clouds above. Nami comes up with an idea and drops a note down to the others below. Zoro decides to cut down Giant Jack so it falls toward the west, as Nami requested. He slices a large chunk out of the beanstalk right before Enru zaps him. To the surprise of everyone, Jack still isn't falling. As they watch from the sides, Robin fills Wiper in on the story of Nolan and that Luffy is doing all of this for one of Nolan's descendants. Wiper begins crying, hearing the struggles Nolan went through just as Kagura did, and knowing that both friends gave everything they had to unite again before their end. Wiper approaches the beanstalk and hits it with his reject dial. Finally, Jack begins to fall. Luffy and Nami take the waver up the beanstalk as fast as it'll go. So Eneru mentions that, or like everyone's talking about Eneru taking this bell and everything like that, including himself. And like, I wish that I was ready for a lot of this, you know, because especially Luffy with the golden ball, like it's been going on for a while now. I was tired of the ball and everything. So like there are plenty of points where I'm ready for it to move on, but part of me almost wishes this would have taken a little bit longer just so I could have seen how Eneru planned to move this bell. Because we know he's very fast. He's as fast as lightning, you know? And we know he's a strong fighter, but we have not seen any sort of hint out of him having any sort of super strength. So I want to know how he was going to move this bell by himself. Like, I'm just curious.
I wonder if he was going to use like a cloud or like strike, because it conducts, right? Like strike it and move it with lightning somehow.
Or
I don't
maybe
know.
like the only thing I could think of too is maybe melt it like he did the gold ball around Luffy and try to
Maybe.
move it that way. But yeah, I really liked the scene with Robin talking to Wiper about Luffy and doing all this for Cricket. And I want to give props to not only the voice actors playing Robin, but also like the animation team, because like there was also like something in her eyes that I could see, like you could just feel the admiration that she had for her captain as she was kind of talking about it, and even some like relief in her voice, like it almost felt like she had been searching for someone like Luffy for a long time, someone to follow that she could count on, and that she finally found him. Like, I really did like the conversation with Wiper and Robin there. I do think that it was smart of Eneru. I want to give him some props here too, for trying to take out the base from underneath Jack instead of trying to hit Luffy and Nami. Because honestly, I don't know that I would have thought about that, even though it's probably the most efficient way to handle it. So definitely good on Eneru there. Whitney, what about you? What do you think?
I'm just glad we finally found this freaking bell, guys. I didn't know where it was going to be. I thought it was going to be inside the beanstalk somewhere. Like, I figured the beanstalk was important, but I'm glad we have it. Usopp freaking out. He's like, "Something's falling, watch out." And it's just a little leaf that lands very calmly, that made me laugh. And listen, Nami came in clutch here. How smart was she? She's like, "We've got to let them know. We can't go back down. We're already too far." And so she gives them this code of what to do. And they don't question anything, or at least everybody but Usopp does not question anything. And they do it. The music hits, you know, bump. And I was just so ready for it. And Zoro, my sweet baby angel, he is always Luffy's number one guy. He's gonna do it. He said he was gonna do it. Gonna help him. He doesn't question anything. And I love that about him. And then he gets blasted by lightning again for like the millionth time. Did you guys hear Usopp when he attacks the beanstalk? Did you hear what we got?
Oh, I
Rubber band of
did.
doom. Rubber band of doom.
Yes,
It
I
was mixed
absolutely
in.
did.
But he showed some bravery here, out of nowhere. But it was there. The scene between Robin and Wiper was very meaningful, I think, because Wiper is finally beginning to understand that their story is coinciding with the other story. And that's the truth, which I think is really nice. And here's where I realized the snake was the big snake. And it was like, the little guy is the big guy, girl, whatever. And so I'm guessing the snake is okay because it was fried And then it hits the beanstalk. So I guess it came back for a minute. Correct? Then it
Yeah,
gets blasted again.
I guess, yeah, but
Because I think I
apparently,
see it again,
I think
Char.
we do too. Apparently, Eru's lightning attacks do nothing because everybody gets up from them.
Yeah, I mean, they seem pretty serious, but then here they come. Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized a split second, and I mean a split second before Wiper did what he did, what he was gonna do. When he jumps onto the beanstalk, I was like, oh, he's gonna do it. He's gonna use the thing that he's not supposed to use. And I couldn't remember what it was called.
You good with it? I think.
But man, this
Yeah.
might be my favorite episode so far on this arc
Really?
because
Okay.
the scene of Nami and Luffy just speeding up that stalk, I was like, yeah, let's go. I was so ready to go.
Sweet.
And that's the first time I felt this excited this whole arc.
I mean, that's good that you got a lot of excitement out of it. That's awesome.
Yeah, when they were going fast and they were booking it, because I think, is this the one where she was like, I've never tried it this fast before, so
Yeah.
let's see what happens. And I was like, yeah. And they're just going. And Luffy is just like full on wild, like berserker Luffy now, which I'm happy to see. I'm always happy to see that Luffy.
Yeah, it was a fun scene between Luffy and Nami there. And like you said, I gotta give Nami some credit for sure
Oh,
for that
absolutely. I
plan.
think she
That was
really did
awesome.
well. She did well these episodes.
For sure. Amanda, what about you?
I thought that I didn't think it was going to be that easy for Zoro to slice the beanstalk, but then of course it didn't end up falling down, but he just cut right through. I mean, swords is obviously, but I thought that it would be some kind of like crazy strong plant that you can't just like slice into, but it just popped out. I was like, oh, that was okay. But then nothing happened. So our little, not little, big snake friend was helping and smashing its poor head on the beanstalk. It's like, oh no. And then I wrote MVP
Yes.
Snola.
We need
What
an Animal
else?
Hall of Fame
I know.
We
Just for the
do. It's all
animals.
of them.
Yeah.
I
Even
liked.
Gundog.
Yeah, I
Even
know.
Lasso the
Gundog.
Gundog.
Weird. Weird animal.
Yeah.
I liked the conversation between Wiper and Robin as well. Thought it was nice. And then I think it's in that conversation that she's talking about Luffy and she goes, that guy is nuts. Or it's about him just continuing on with his mission.
It was
Yeah, well, I think
such a
she did too.
genuine statement. She's like, he's gonna do it. He's nuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Little funny comments from her are always nice.
They're great.
And I did not know what Wiper was going to do with his rejectile because I always forget what those things are. I don't
Yeah.
know what happened in that episode that they were introduced in that it did not click. And so I was like, what? What's he doing?
I
Oh,
guess the
yeah.
bandages on his
Yeah.
arm kind of clicked. And I mean, I'm saying right before he did it, I was like,
Yeah.
oh. What?
Yeah, because I had to rewind it. I was like, what happened? Why is it now falling down?
Okay, well, I guess that's it on this episode. I agree. I like the reject dial is easy to forget, especially because it's not something that the other dials we kind of got a little bit of introduction to when we kind of got to see them as we were introduced to them. And the reject dial, I mean, hell, we've only seen it used 3 times, and it was Wiper using it all 3 times. So we don't really have a lot on it and stuff. So yeah, I understand forgetting that it's a thing for sure. Okay, episode 192. Eru takes out a chunk of Upper Yard with a massive shot, but it does nothing to the ground. Nami and Luffy use the beanstalk like a ramp and launch into the sky toward the Maxim. Instead of jumping toward the Maxim, Luffy jumps into the new spherical storm cloud that Eru has been charging. Using the gold ball on his hand as a conductor, he discharges all of the electric current and causes the storm to dissipate. Luffy comes bursting out of the sky toward a dumbfounded and furious Enru. Enru launches one final massive attack at Luffy, but again, it does nothing. Luffy launches the golden ball at Enru and carries it all the way through to hit the bell with Enru in between. So let's start with Whitney again on this one. What are you thinking? 192.
Robin, my girl. Everybody is so worried. They're like, Wiper, Zoro. And Robin goes, the ruins.
Yeah.
What was it that she said earlier? She called the unconscious people wrapped up in a leaf or something like that. Like she said that it looked like some sort of food or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember,
It's
but
like
like
a
I love, it's not that she doesn't care about people, but it just, I feel that in my heart that like I love stuff like that and I know how important that is and how much she cares about the history and all. And it just, it cracked me up. The ruins. Luffy's attacks here, Gum Gum Fireworks. And then he says, Golden Peony.
Yeah.
What is that?
I
I mean,
swear,
I
he just
get
makes
it.
shit up on the fly.
He does. I'm like, he has a gold ball attached to him, which we've established is a conductor because when Inaru was yapping on about his ship and it was gold, we know this. But like, I don't know. I just, it just struck me funny because I don't know. Peony is a flower, but what are we doing? I don't know. Maybe it was supposed to look like petals coming. I don't know. But like I was saying, this berserker Luffy is just, he's had it. He's done. And he just screams, you electrical freak. And that got me. I love it so much. I was so happy with how angry he was. And this is why I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, Konos is down there just like trying to find the meaning of everything. She's straight up spiraling. Why is God doing this? We need a miracle. God, if you're real, please help us. Like, she is just existential crisis out the wazoo. Like, she's having a hard time. And then they all start praying. So I guess, see, Luffy, this is where I had a lot of quotes from him, and they're not even that substantial, but they just struck me as funny. He tells Inaru, I'll ring you along with the bell, which just I love. And I still didn't see, I wasn't sure what he was going to do. I didn't know if he was going to like take the ball and smash the ship. I wasn't really sure where we were going. But then Inaru turns into this like white, bloated, like he doesn't look like himself when he's all charged up here. And that's when he tells us that if the bell rings, that will signify the end of the war. And so I think that's really interesting because it kind of harkens back to the story of Kagura and Noland and the conflict that they had and Kagura saying like if I ring the bell, you'll be able to find us and you can come back and everything will be fine. And then everything just exploded from there. So I think that that's really interesting. And Inaru keeps saying that it's the type of devil fruit that Luffy has going up against his type. Is that true that some types are just known to be more powerful, or is that just something Inaru thinks? Because he's mentioned it a couple of times.
I think that it is a common trope that Logias are considered that Logia type fruits are considered to be better than the other types of fruits, just for the fact that a normal person cannot hit a Logia because it just, your hand just goes right through them, like trying to fight Smoker or Crocodile or whatever. It just, they are a lot harder to deal with than, no offense to Chopper, someone like Chopper that, has a human fruit and it's not, any person can hit him. Now, whether or not it does any damage, but Logias are just harder to deal with, I think. And I think that's what a lot of Logias feel. They feel overpowered because of that fact.
Well, and I think that's fair too, because if we think of his vil the villains that we've seen that are kind of the most diabolical or the hardest to defeat have been that type. So that makes a lot of sense. He just keeps, every time he's like, "You're a paramecia type," I keep thinking he's just going to call him a paramecium, like as an insult. But then it clicks that, oh yeah, I forgot about that, because I can't ever remember the names of them and how many types there are that we know of so
Yeah.
far.
There's just the three. I'll tell you right now, you've got all three types of devil fruits.
Okay.
So, yep, just Logia, Paramecia, and Zoan.
Yeah, so the end of this, the bell finally hits, and you can kind of feel that it's coming because the music kind of swells and gets really nice and cheerful again after all the people are praying. But I just wanted to end my section of notes here with, "You should never mess with me, earlobes."
I did like that quote. That was
Perfect.
funny.
Perfect. I'm just, somebody finally mentioned the earlobes. I'm just so glad they acknowledged.
It would have been funny if like Luffy would have grabbed him by the earlobes
Oh, I just
and
swung him
sw
around a little bit.
yes. Yes, that would have been
Yeah.
funny.
Love it.
Amanda, what about you?
Yeah, so this is what I was alluding to before when I was saying that spherical cloud was confusing the hell out of me. I did not
Yep.
know what the hell Luffy was doing in there. I was like, I understand the gold is a conductor, but why is he just like slamming it around and there's lightning? I'm like, what is the goal here? Like, what is he doing? It's not hitting Eneru, and it doesn't like matter if it was. And then I had to go on the One Piece wiki and read what the hell was happening, that he
Okay.
was dissipating the rest of the storm by shooting lightning at it, I guess, is what I gathered from what I read.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I was
That
like,
makes
what the
sense, because I wasn't
fuck is
really sure either. It
happening?
does disappear, but how did he know that's what it was going to do?
Yeah, I
Or
was
did he
like,
know?
I don't under I was this is too much science. I don't know what's going on here.
Right? And like, I feel like it's too, I'm like, nothing against Luffy. I feel like it's too intelligent for Luffy.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, how did he
Like,
didn't know? Did he?
I feel like this is a Nami or Robin thing, but also at the same time, like, obviously Luffy knew something because he just jumped his ass right the fuck in there with no
Yeah, I
doubt.
was like, I guess he's destroying. I was like, what is he trying to do? I didn't really think about it destroying the rest of the storm clouds. But then it does get bright and they show it getting sunny again, and everybody's all like, yay. So, yep, thank you, internet, for explaining what was going on, because I just was not. And then he was just like yelling a lot, so I was like, I don't know what's happening here. This is just chaos in general. So, and then I'm glad he finally rang the bell. Did he punch straight through Eneru? Is that what happened? I couldn't tell if he like knocked him out of the way or he just went right through him.
No,
I think he was
Eneru,
going with him,
and
right?
like, yeah, Eneru went
Oh,
with
okay.
him. Yeah, so Eneru was stuck between the
Got
golden
it.
ball and the bell.
Nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I had, I thought this was so funny, like when they're all kind of cheering for him, for Luffy on the like lower level of the stock. Usopp has got little flags out and he's just
Like a
like,
little
yeah.
cheerleader.
Yeah, I was like, where did he get those from? Like, just has them in his
It.
little pouch of stuff,
In case of
nonsensical.
emergencies.
Yeah. It's like, what? Okay.
Yeah, I liked this episode. I liked the way that this fight wrapped up, you know, like like I've said multiple times, I was ready for it to wrap up, but it had like a good ending to it. Like you felt the build there. You see more of Luffy's fighting intelligence and Eneru again just getting knocked the fuck out and thrown right into that bell, and the hitting the bell was just a perfect ending to it. And I love the sound of this bell. I know we've already heard it multiple times now. But whoever it was that picked that sound for the bell, I loved it. And I'm sure Oda did have to approve it or something like that too, because I'm sure he has some sort of, you know, he has, sounds that he thinks of as he's writing this kind of stuff. But still, I liked the sound of the bell. I liked the way that this fight ended, and yeah, it was a good episode.
It is a cool sounding bell. It's a little bit ominous sounding. It's not like very cheerful. It's got a weird like minor tone to it. And it made me think of like another sort of creepy noise or a noise that I always thought was creepy when I was a kid. This is a deep cut Magic School Bus TV show. There was one where they were like learning about sounds and echolocation, and they went to this creepy ass house.
I feel
And there
like I
was
remember
somebody
this.
playing a weird organ, and it made a very weird sound. And I can't replicate it because I am not an organ. But you should
I'm
go
not an organ.
I'm not a musical organ. But just go and like look up that scene or that episode, and it's just like a weird, like it's a weird, creepy undertone that reminded me of the bell.
Man, Amanda just opened my
Miss
childhood in
Frizzle.
my head. Yes, Miss Frizzle and the Magic
Love
School
her.
Bus.
She's demented, buddy.
Oh, yeah. She was awesome.
I like that it was just one note from the bell. It wasn't just like a ding dong, ding dong. It was just like
Yes.
bang. That was very nice and just a nice completion to the episode, I think.
Yeah, because I think if they would have done a normal bell that was ringing a whole bunch, I honestly think it would have ruined the sentiment a little bit. Just that slow chime, I think it was a good way to do it for sure. Okay, and we don't have a fifth episode, so I guess that's it for these episodes. Any quotes that nobody shared? Yeah, no. Wendy's
Don't
looking at
mess
me with a
with me,
book.
earlobes.
Okay.
That guy is nuts.
That guy is
That guy is
Pirate pal.
all right, not a pirate, but my favorite new pal, Kagura. He's
Okay.
nice. He's a cool dude. He knows how to work out his problems in a non-toxic way.
Except for that time he tried to sacrifice his daughter.
Except for that time, but it looks like he learned from it. And can we
Yeah, he
talk about how
did.
her name was Moose?
Moose, like
I
chocolate moose?
know. That's what we were
Like
talking about last
the
week too.
dessert. Not the animal. It would have been cooler if it was the animal, but nope. Mousse. Moose. Moose. I'd like to eat
Dessert.
some of that.
Manifestation.
What was that noise?
Nothing.
Ooh. Well, we found the bell, so that one I guess happened. I still want to know about the, what's it called? Rosetta Stone.
The poneglyph. Oh,
That.
yeah.
I still want to know where that ended up. You're like, what's going on with that?
We need more.
Yeah, more.
Yeah. What? And piece of shit.
That fucking king for executing Noland.
I put the sucked, man.
King down too, because like not only the whole thing with executing Nolan and everything, but like right when Nolan told him, you could see the greed in his eyes. Like he wasn't looking to go there for an exploration, you know? So yeah, I did not like Nolan, the king at all.
Agreed. Don't pick your nose in front of people. Come on.
So like the king absolutely deserved it more than Usopp, because I like the first couple episodes I almost wanted to give it like I wanted to give it to Usopp because everyone else was working hard to try to come up with ideas, figure out how to handle this situation, and Usopp's like, this is crazy, we need to leave now. Like he was freaking out and not bringing anything to the table while everybody else is trying to figure out how to come up with a solution. I did not the I don't remember the scene where he did the rubber band of doom and was trying to take down the beanstalk saved it for me. I was like, he's not really doing anything here, but at least he's trying to do
He's
something.
trying.
So
Well,
yeah,
and he ran out to a field where Zoro was being blasted repeatedly with lightning. So that's some bravery.
He
I
did,
will give him
yeah.
that.
And that's why I did not write him down, because I was like, that right there saved him.
I agree.
So yeah, definitely I'm not nominating Usopp. Speaking of that, so this week I went through and I for our listeners, I've been trying to be more organized in how we are keeping track of the MVPs and the piece of shit. Like, for the most part, throughout while we've been doing this podcast, I've just kept a piece of paper with a tally of who has won it how many times and not necessarily who is winning it where. So I'm putting together a spreadsheet and everything, but that involved me going back and listening to the last like 5 to 10 minutes of all of our episodes to figure out who we gave what award and when. And listening to all of our discussions on the MVPs and piece of shit. And it was funny to me because holy fuck, we nominated Usopp so much. And I'm not saying any of it was unwarranted. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it was really funny to me how often he was getting nominated. Like, it felt like sometimes there was like 5, 6 episodes in a row.
Well, he's been through some spells,
He
kind of like
has.
Nami just came out of, where he didn't really do anything useful, but there's bits and pieces here and there, like when he comes up with a tool that turns out to be useful for Nami after some mishaps, and then there's these little instances of bravery that we're seeing. So he's trying, I think.
He is. And actually, I think I would, because I was, I think this arc, I don't think he's been nominated for it once, this arc. And he's actually won MVPs twice. So, like, it's been a
We
good
almost
arc.
gave it to him for his little paper cut attacks last week.
Oh, we did. Yeah. And for going back for Sanji.
That's what happens when I'm not here.
I know,
That
but
was funny, though.
it was funny. Not too much Usopp comedy hits with me, but the hammer and the fucking paper cut attacks were hilarious. Okay, so we decided on Nolan's king for the piece of shit. MVPs.
Nola for surviving for 400 years and then smashing her poor head onto a giant beanstalk.
Always an honorable mention, at least, for these animals that are just trying their best. They're just doing their jobs,
Absolutely.
living their lives. Let them be.
Yeah, for sure.
They better
I'm
get her off that island before that whole thing fucking explodes, I swear.
If somebody has to adopt her and take care of her, I hope Wiper adopts her.
You
If he's
think so?
alive, I don't know. Or Aisa. Aisa
Isa
could
could
adopt
do it.
her. Yeah. I had three that I went with. Luffy. I liked Luffy in these episodes. Nami. We've already talked about Nami had great episodes. And Wiper. I don't think Wiper
Those are my
did.
three.
I liked all three of them. I don't think Wiper did as much as the other two, but still, using the reject dial and putting his body on the line again, was huge. So definitely deserved a nomination for sure.
Those are the three I had as well, and I agree about Wiper. His was honorable, but it was a little less. But man, Nami and Luffy both went up there. Of course, Nami can't go do what Luffy does. But the fact that she tried to not talk Luffy out of it, but try to reason with him, like, I don't know if this is a good idea. You're more important to me than anything else. But also, she had the plan. She came up with this whole plan.
And that's the thing. I don't know that Luffy could have done it without Nami there. I don't think he could have.
Because he was just doing the same thing over and over and failing. He kept trying to go up and falling, trying to go up and falling. So I think, I mean, without her, I don't know if
Yeah,
it
I
would have
would give it
worked.
to her.
Yeah, I would say I think she probably earned it these episodes. Part of me like internally wants to give it to both of them, but I really think that Nami did more here. And I think Luffy did a lot. I
Well, they
think that
worked as a
Nami
team
they did. They did.
for a lot of it.
But yeah, I think Nami kind of just, I think she kind of squeaks it out a little bit. So,
I'm
Nami
okay
it
with
is.
that.
Cool. Nami it is.
Don't ruin it next time, Nami.
next week, we have episodes 193 to 195, with 195 being the last episode of the Sky Island arc. So we are wrapping it up here.
It's within sight. It's
I
almost
know.
there.
It is. It's right there.
Believe. Oh.
anything else before we head on out of here?
No.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening this week, and I hope you all have a great rest of your week. And you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. You can also reach us through email at Straw Hat Pod. Or wait, no, strawhatpod@gmail.com. I'm gonna get it right eventually, damn it. And then you can also support us by leaving feedback and a rating on your podcast platform of choice. It really goes a long way with getting us out there, and it's very much appreciated. So I hope you all take care. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.